Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 24th. You'll be interested to know. 54 years ago, today, in 1971, a man calling himself D.B. Cooper calmly hijacked a Boeing 727, secured ransom, and parachuted into the night, creating one of aviation's most baffling mysteries. His audacious escape highlighted vulnerabilities in commercial flight security and spurred major improvements in passenger screening and aircraft procedures nationwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet, waves rolling in. Conditions should hold steady through the morning before shifting to fair by early afternoon. Winds are offshore at 2 miles per hour now, but will shift onshore at 6 miles per hour later. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at 10:15 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide just before 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off with clean waves around 2+ feet on Tuesday, with light winds from the east. Wednesday sees a drop in size to 1 to 2 feet, maintaining clean conditions but with steady north winds. Thursday remains consistent with 1 to 2 feet, featuring clean waves early before shifting to fair conditions later in the day. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 47 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:36. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, gradually giving way to partly sunny skies, with a high near 66 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog later with mostly cloudy conditions, a low around 49 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 71 and a north-northwest breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday stays mostly sunny with highs rising to about 74 and nights mostly cloudy near 53. Thanksgiving Day is mostly cloudy with highs near 71 before a cooler Friday with highs near 63 and mostly cloudy nights near 54. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, food lovers in LA have a new reason to celebrate as there are 7 exciting pizzas to try across the city. From nostalgic square slices in Los Feliz to social media famous pies in Hollywood and perfect golden crusts in Hermosa Beach, there is something for everyone. Fiorelli Pizza offers a unique blend of New York and Neapolitan styles, while Sunny's features a giant pizza that has taken social media by storm. Old Gold Tomato Pies serves up crispy Sicilian squares, and Redwood Pie creates a sourdough crust with a touch of magic. Wallflower Pizza brings creativity to the table. Cosetta offers a California twist on Italian classics. And Bub and Grandma's Pizza showcases tangy sourdough perfection. Now on to sports. Devontae Adams caught 2 of Matthew Stafford's 3 touchdown passes during the Rams' 31-point first half, leading Los Angeles to a decisive 34-7 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hoopy Durant returned an interception 50 yards for a touchdown, contributing to the Rams' sixth consecutive win, now at 9 wins and 2 losses. Stafford, who completed 25 of 35 passes for 273 yards, extended his streak of 308 consecutive pass attempts without an interception. Baker Mayfield struggled for the Buccaneers, throwing 2 interceptions before exiting the game with a sprained left shoulder. In local sports, Luka Doncic scored 33 points and grabbed 11 rebounds, while LeBron James added 17 points in his first road game of the season, leading the Los Angeles Lakers to a narrow victory over the Utah Jazz, 108-106. James contributed 8 assists and 6 rebounds in 34 minutes, bouncing back after missing the beginning of the season due to sciatica. Austin Reaves scored 22 points, and Rui Hachimura added 13, helping the Lakers extend their winning streak to 4 games. The Lakers will host the Los Angeles Clippers on Tuesday. In top news, Costco has quietly addressed a significant customer checkout issue. The chain, known for its no-frills business model, aims to minimize costs and pass savings to members. Our operating philosophy has been simple. Keep costs down and pass the savings on to our members. Recently, Costco upgraded its checkout process, combining human cashiers with new technology. CEO Ron Vacris explained that employees can scan items while members are in line, speeding up the process. Additionally, Costco is rolling out membership scanning devices at store entrances to reduce unauthorized membership sharing. Overall, members seem to support these changes, acknowledging benefits like reduced checkout delays and theft prevention. In business news, the American middle class is becoming increasingly weary after nearly 5 years of high prices. Many middle-class earners thought life would be more affordable by now, but costs for goods and services are 25% above 2020 levels. Polly Frew, a college communications director, stated life felt more doable 1.5 years ago. The Pew Research Center defines the middle class as having a household income between about $66,666 and $200,000. Inflation has made everyday items like coffee and car repairs markedly more expensive. Many middle-class families are feeling financially strained as rising costs continue to outpace wage increases. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to $87,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,800. And XRP is up 4%. To $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. One of America's most dangerous volcanoes will soon power homes. Tapping energy from super-hot rock could produce cheap, clean, constant energy almost anywhere if drills and wells can survive intense heat and pressure. Engineers are building the hottest geothermal power plant on Earth on the slopes of Newberry Volcano, which is one of the largest and most hazardous active volcanoes in the United States, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The plant has already reached temperatures of 629 degrees Fahrenheit and will start selling electricity to nearby homes and businesses next year. Mazama Energy, the startup behind the project, aims to reach temperatures above 750 degrees, potentially transforming geothermal power into a major player in the world's electricity systems. Entertainment news. Rental family, Nuremberg, and sentimental value are holding strong amid the dominating presence of Wicked at the box office. Rental family, from Searchlight Pictures, opened to an estimated $3,300,000 and received an overall A cinema score. The film features Brendan Fraser, who plays a struggling American actor in modern-day Tokyo. James Vanderbilt's Nuremberg, starring Russell Crowe and Rami Malek, surpassed $11 million in its third week. Sentimental Value by Joachim Trier grossed $1,800,000, featuring Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning. Limited releases also showed promise, with various films expanding their audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And he said, "Success is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.